Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. College football. Good little weekend. Ducks beat the Beavs, but Oregon State covered, I think, right?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, 30, barely. 35.
Well, they lost by 34.
Yeah, right. And the spread, I think, was 35 or 35 and a half.
Well, I think it went down.
Yeah, it got as low as 34 and a half, maybe touched 34, but most people got the number at 35 this week.
Mm. Well, and Oregon, to Oregon's credit, they didn't try to...
Yeah. Took their foot off
Took their foot off the gas.
Dante Moore let it rip a little bit.
Yeah, he was saying that, and I guess I didn't fully realize this, he said this game was kind of personal to him because he got benched when he was at UCLA playing in Corvallis, and Oregon State kind of...
Yeah.
Killed his time there, and so he said him and Dan Lanning watched the game and used it for a little emotion, and I thought early in the game it actually hurt him. I mean, when you look at Oregon on the second drive where they had the downs, and then after that was the punt, and then obviously was the touchdown barrage, both of those were open receivers and Dante just having a little too much sauce.
Do you want to hear the Dan Lanning reporter text exchange regarding that?
There's a text exchange?
Press
conference exchange. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We're releasing text messages now?
No. We've got the transcripts.
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah. What do we
got? Because it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, obviously a really productive day from Dante all around, but there's a couple times where he had guys open downfield, looked a little antsy, fired it on a line instead of putting a little more touch on the ball. What do you see on those plays? Are those ones we can hit for big plays, or is that just a, run of the mill?
What play? Would you say? You sound like quarterback coach back there. what'd he throw for, 300?
That's why I said it was a productive day.
Yeah, you were happy with it then? All right.
All the way in the back, Grant.
That was it.
It was actually Dante Moore's best day, statistic-wise, that he's had all year.
He let it rip. But
he went 21 to 31, 305 for four touchdowns.
Yeah, it was fun to watch him. But, listen, if you want to enter the Heisman conversation, it starts this week and next week.
Like,
that's how you that's enter how you the Heisman it. Conversation.
Yes.
Not this game.
I just, when I heard that, and Moore said a little bit about it after the game, and they alluded to that, that this probably had a little extra motivation. So you throw in the fact that, it's the Civil War rivalry game, and then obviously having special meaning. You don't go back and watch that game against Oregon State with your coach for, no reason. Like, hey, let's go back to an offense that has nothing to do with what we're doing. You watch that as kind of a reminder of, hey, these guys did it to you, and... I think sometimes you just come out and a little extra sauce. Like I said, especially that one that was the downfield. I think it was to DeCorian Moore. It might have been to Benson. I forget which one. But yeah, he put some air under that ball, and it's probably a touchdown.
Yeah, he came out a little bit hot. And despite the high numbers, it was probably his least impressive day throwing the ball as far as not hitting guys who were open. But he played a great game still.
Yeah. So, this is why I said it's interesting that I'll pull it up here. So it was 41-7. And they had 585 yards. And the other side had 147 yards And I think like...
Nah, I thought it was 155.
No, it's 147.
Duh.
That 147 yards.
Duh.
And I think that drive that they went on, the good drive, there was 64 of them on that touchdown drive.
Yeah, that was a good drive.
And yet, and maybe that's why Lanny was a little terse. I do feel like there was like this element of like, well, I mean, didn't look that great. And Oregon State kept it close. And you're like, dude, we won 41-7 and dominated the game at every turn, with the exception of probably two overthrown balls and one drive where... If you wanted to nitpick one thing, right, I will say, I don't, after 2 weeks, having watched everyone in the country play at that time, Ohio State, Texas, LSU, all that, I said at the time, Oregon was the best team in the country. They looked like the best team in the country, even though they hadn't played anyone. The last 2 weeks, Oregon looks as good as everyone else. They don't look better than everyone else. I think that's a fair statement. They look like the other teams in the country that are dominant, that are beating up on bad teams, but it doesn't look like this juggernaut. And so have they come back down to earth? Are they bored? Who knows? And now you get to get rid of all that crap. And I think everyone's excited the fact that you finally get to play two teams and you get to test yourself to kind of see where it's at. But like, I have watched Penn State's coming off a bye. I've watched Penn State play three games. Penn State hasn't looked impressive one time. I promise you that there are press conferences every day in Happy Valley that are having that, well, is the offense really hitting on all cylinders? And why are these games close in the third quarter? And this is the truth of it, is most of the teams in the country look like that. Even the dominant ones. Oregon just didn't in the first 2 weeks, and these last 2 weeks they have. And if there's one thing that I would say that overly concerns me, and it's not overly concerned, Oregon wants to play that 4-2-5 with the five defensive backs. Northwestern ran them out of that. And it's one drive, but Oregon State was able to run the ball, and Oregon State can't run the ball on anyone. So they cleaned it up after that, and they never did again. But against better teams, is that something that kind of rears its head?
So the Ducks are underdogs to Penn State.
Yes.
3-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Do you care to guess the point spread on the Indiana game? I have it here.
Oh, God. I'm going to say that's more like 6.5 or 7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Is it more?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's possible that this was a look-ahead line from the offseason.
Could be.
But... And it may not take into account that Indiana just bumped up several notches by how they looked against Illinois.
Yeah.
But the point spread for Oregon, Indiana. Now, remember, the Ducks are coming off a bye. They get a bye in between Penn State and Indiana. The point spread is 21.5.
Boy.
I'm guessing it doesn't open there.
If I can still get it at 21.5, I'll go ahead and grab that.
I'm guessing it doesn't open there.
Yeah.
That may be a look-ahead line.
Well, look, again, I have criticized Indiana and their coach's approach for two straight years. And Indiana bothers me. It bothers me that, and it bothered me when Bill Snyder did this at Kansas State. I don't like it. I think it's cowardly. And it's one of the things I hate most about college football. Say what you will, he can coach, and they put up points. And whatever you think of Illinois, and I don't think Illinois is a top 10 team, that's still a team with good defensive talent and a real quarterback. And Indiana, did you watch any of that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, until it got ugly.
Yeah.
Turned it off.
That was what Oregon looked like in the first 2 weeks.
They look like a machine, man.
So,
and that quarterback, you know,
he's better than,
yes,
than Rourke.
He's better than Rourke. They upgraded.
They did.
That kid Mendoza.
He can play.
NFL pick?
Yes. 100%.
He's a little skinny, so you got to put a little muscle on, because I think the NFL could break him, but he can sling it.
There's a lot of people, because the quarterback class right now is so, it's just kind of like, bleh. You know, there's really no, who was it? Was it Matt Miller? One of the, or maybe it was Schefter. One of them did an impromptu poll last week of 25 NFL GMs and executives and who would be the number one quarterback taken. And it was all over the board. I think Lenora Sellers won.
What?
Yeah. So it was Lenora Sellers. It was Nussmeier. They're saying Arch Manning isn't draftable right now. I'm not kidding.
My, how things change.
Right? Exactly. So,
well, Mendoza got to be up there.
And so he's one of those guys that has a chance to start ladder climbing. And by the end of this thing, be the guy that you look at and be like, dude, it may not be a great quarterback class.
The Hoosiers.
But he's going to put himself in position. So, like, they get Indiana, or they get Iowa, which, again, I can't imagine that Iowa can score enough points to hang with Indiana. And Indiana's going to be undefeated going into Oregon, and you're telling me that thing is a 21-point spread? I will be very intrigued by that game. Indiana, you have my attention. With what you did to Illinois, which, not great, but a good football team, and you embarrassed them, you have my attention. Do it to Iowa again. And Iowa, again, not a great team, but Iowa plays
on the road.
Iowa on the road. Iowa plays good defense. We know it. And if you make Iowa's defense look like Illinois' defense, I promise you everyone in Eugene and that coaching staff will be paying attention to what Kurt and company have going on out in Indiana.
All right, who's better, Texas Tech or Indiana, Miami or Oklahoma? Some other college football ruminations from the weekend coming up next. But first, here's Bach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.